Perfect Behavior, written by Stephen Edwards, narrated by Denise Maloney. Trinidad and Tobago is home to the Botanical Gardens. It is one of the few places on Earth where you can still find magic. In the gardens, there are some of the most exotic tropical flora and insect life the world will ever see. They laugh and play and have a great time. Many of those great times were at the hive of Queen Bee. Now, Queen Bee was the talk of the botanical gardens. Anyone who wanted to celebrate, celebrated at her hive. Anyone who had problems found themselves at her hive. Even when insects were hungry or cold or even did not have a place to stay, they all found themselves at Queen Bee's hive. Queen Bee was on the verge of retirement and she was getting ready to hand over her royal duties to her daughter, Princess Misty. Princess Misty went to the best schools and made friends with all the high society bees. She never went out that much. It was not that she didn't have permission, but rather, all the high society bees were always at her hive. For as long as she could remember, all the hive queens and princesses seemed to be there. She would always be glad to visit other hives. And when she did visit, she would notice how perfect the octagons were and how orderly and perfectly aligned the sections were. When she compared it with her mother's hive, she felt a sense of dissatisfaction. She couldn't wait to be in charge, to have all the worker bees straighten her hive. On her visits, she was amazed at the way the worker bees served with fear, and they never even looked her royal friends in their eyes. In Queen Bee's hives, the workers were always chattering with the queen, and they got far less done than in other hives. The day finally came for Queen Bee to retire, and Princess Misty was beside herself. She passed new laws and tore down all the crooked places of the old hive, built straight ones. No worker bees had time for their families. Their sole duty was to their queen. It took months upon months until she was finally satisfied with the way the hive was rebuilt. And so she invited all the royals of the different hives to her first grand ball. When the guests came, she was super excited to hear the compliments on her new improvements. She then became hugely disappointed when nobody seemed to care. After the ball, she was left lonely and dejected. She could not understand why her guests weren't happy with her changes, or why they weren't, at the very least, just compliment her. She then deduced that the changes she made were not grand enough. So she demanded that the worker bees work longer hours on an even grander hive. A hive that all bees across the Caribbean will hear of. They worked day and night, through rain and sunshine, even through thunder and lightning. Days turned into weeks, weeks turned into months, and months turned into a year. When it was finished, it was a sight to behold. Queen Misty then sent invitations to bees all over the Caribbean, and she waited with bated breath for the flood of responses. She thought to herself that this would be the event of the year. She made sure that persons who were coming in would have places to stay. There was even pollen local and imported all the way from Japan. After a day, there was no response. After a week, still there was nothing. 2 weeks passed. It was the same result. The day of the ball finally came, but no one showed up. Queen Misty was heartbroken. She broke down in tears. Those same bees came to the hive when her mother was queen. Why did they not want to come now? Especially that the hive was 100 times better than before. She then thought to herself, the other bees were jealous. That is why they did not show up. Confused and desperate, she left the throne room crying and went to visit her mother, who stayed in a small tree on the other side of the garden. When she got there, she was shocked to see all the royal bees she invited, along with her workers and other bees of different ranks and colonies, all together having fun. When the queen saw everyone there, she turned around. But her mother saw her and flew towards her and shouted, "Misty! Misty!" Misty flew on as if she did not hear, with tears in her eyes. "Misty, you may be queen, but I am your mother, and I know you are hearing me. Stop right there." Misty turned with her face twisted with disappointment. "Oh, mummy, how could they do this to me?" she shouted. "I don't understand. I built a great hive. I got pollen all the way from Japan, and yet they all preferred to stay in your little hive. I did everything perfect, and yet it was not enough." Her mother then replied, "Oh dear, you never understood why everyone came to our hive. It wasn't about the fancy architecture or for the fancy pollen, but it was because of the love. Love is what makes things perfect. Love doesn't care if things are crooked or straight, if things are incomplete or finished. It just accepts you as you are and where you are. These bees are here because they find love here. Yes, you may have built a fancy house, darling, but everyone loves a home." Queen Misty cried and held onto her mother because she finally understood that what her mother gave was worth more than anything she could require. Love is offered freely and given generously. Love is the greatest gift there is. So give it and receive it today. The end.